Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter shipping.
Gee, it's going to be a big couple of days for Leviathan owner Rupert Lee. He's got the grey flash Chautauqua looking for a third straight TJ Smith. He's also got Tavachi, which is flying at the moment in that race. And today at Newcastle, he will have the most watched horse in racing today because they settle up Morovi, I'll get that name right, Morovi, I'll find out exactly where that name comes from, a $1.6 million colt by Frankel, the first Frankel to race in Australia. Rupert Lee joins us on the line. Good morning, Rupert, how are you?
Yeah, good morning, Michael. Good morning. Hey, that's a big introduction.
Morovi, what's the name mean?
Morovi? Mate, you might have to ask Peter Orton from Vinery, because I'm a part of the group that came in as a shareholder in that horse, and I had nothing to do with naming that one. It might be an Indian name, I don't know. I'll have to find out for you.
He's out of More Strawberries, regally bred, $1.6 million, and gee, not a bad group of co-owners, trained by Chris Waller, who's also in the owners, and of course Strawberry Hill stud, Singo, who bred it. We've also got Neil Werrett of Black Caviar fame and the Vinery Group. So there's heavy hitters involved. What's the expectations first up today?
Look, I know Chris likes the horse, but he's more like a late two-year-old, early three-year-old. He's shown enough on the track that he could win as a two-year-old, and I think it's important for his CV if he's got a standing future to win as a two-year-old, so you've got it in the catalogue, winner at two, winner at three. That's what he's trying to do, is to get that CV correct if he is up to going to stud. So whether he raced on beyond today, if he got a win, I'm not too sure. But I think Chris is sure that he, as I said, a late two-year-old, early three-year-old, and he's just trying to get this victory out of the way.
Was certainly impressive in his last barrier trial, making up good ground under Easy Riding. So this will just be a one-start campaign. Is that what you're expecting?
Look, I'm trying to read between the lines with Chris, and I did have a chat to him about a week ago as well. It depends how he comes through the race. I think he won it quite easily and he came through really well, then he might give him a short prep in Queensland, but I just get the impression that if we can get this victory out of the way, he might just put him away and bring him back to the spring. That's my impression.
Well, you've got a nice guide on the race as well, because you're also a part owner in the Vinery owned reflectivity or relectivity in that race as well. So where's the confidence from Vinery coming?
Well, at the same time, I mean, All Too Hard, from all accounts now, it would appear that he's going to be a stand-in of late two-year-olds, early three-year-olds. I mean, there was some expectation that they may run as a two-year-old, but I think if you talk to most trainers, they're going to be more late two, early three. He is All Too Hard. I know John's always had a big opinion of him, and we just had the bad draw and a bad tempo at Canberra, the last run. So once again, I like to think that we're on the same path as Merivee, that you want to get a win and then park him in the paddock until spring, and then bring him out for the biggest spring races. So it's going to be an interesting one. Actually, when I was having a swim in the pool this morning, one of the mates, Mark Wiedemann, actually said, which one do I back? And I said, well, have a Quinella. That's probably the best way to go, because I think they've both got a lot of talent. And once again, Merivee having his first start, as you know, they can do something wrong, and they do as early two-year-olds. But we know he's got talent. We know Reflectivity's got talent. So it would be great to see either one win.
Well, we'll cop the tip for the Quinella. Interesting news coming through yesterday, Rupert, that Chautauqua, a slot's been confirmed for the Everest. Now, is that a sponsor? You're a very successful businessman. You could afford to buy it if you wanted to. Have you gone into partnership with another sponsor or outright?
No, not at all, actually. And I'll try to keep names out of it, but one of the shareholders in the horse rang up and said, listen, I want to secure a spot for Chautauqua. If we win, also if we go into the race, will all the other owners participate on a pro rata basis? So I rang around and everyone agreed to do that. So it's a very, very generous offer. I'd like to mention the gentleman's name, but he's asked not to be named. It's definitely not me. And he just wanted to be sure that we did get a spot in the race because a fit and well Chautauqua would be, you know, the logical favourite, I think, for the race at this particular point in time. So we'd like to think he had a horse in it, and he is the logical one. I mean, his idea was that we don't want to be sharing it with anyone else. We own the horse. Why don't we pay the fee and, you know, give ourselves every chance of winning it and picking up the whole prize.
Okay, so that's confirmation he'll be heading there. It's a 3-year ticket, so the person who's bought it will they then share it with the rest of the owner group to on-sell to others, or could you envisage Chautauqua maybe going around in it next year?
Look, you could definitely see him going around in it next year. I mean, he's a lightly raced horse. He's 6. Coming into next year, he'll be just turning 7. So you would like to think he's still at the top of his game even next year, but whether you get to a third one, and as I said, the biggest problem you've got, there could be another Chautauqua coming out as a young 2-year-old coming through the ranks this year. You never know, there's always another good horse coming through. But at the moment, as I said, he would be, you know, one of the top 2 or 3 contenders going into that particular race. So we just want to get through Saturday first and do something no one's ever done. That's to win a 3rd TJ. Mm. That would be pretty special. And then from that moment onwards, I think John would make his mind up whether we go to the paddock or whether we go to the all-age stakes, or he may have another shot of the stumps in Hong Kong, which I don't know about that one, but once again, he's mentioned it. And it's, as I've always said before, it's John's decision. He is the captain coach. We don't get ourselves involved in decision-making. He's the best at it. He knows the horse and he'll make the decision.
You'd think it'd be hard, though, to go to Hong Kong and back up for an Everest, wouldn't it?
Look, logically, you'd say he wouldn't do that because if we've got our entrance into the race and he's in the right sort of form, you would think that we'd give ourselves a good chance to prepare ourselves for that particular race. I mean, it's a much more prize money than going to chasing the Hong Kong race.
You've had a throw at the stumps over a bit further distance. In your mind, do you now believe that he is a sprinter, or he's still capable at those middle distance, 1,400 to maybe 1,500 distances?
Well, the jury's still out on that race. As we all know, it was a bottomless track. Take nothing away from Winks, and I've always said, you know, she's probably the best horse I've ever seen. I mean, you can look at the back caviars, and there's no doubt she is an absolute champion and will still be number one, but this horse has still got a lot more to show us yet. She got through the going like there was no tomorrow. It looked like she had an outboard motor on the back of her, the way she got through it. We would never have beaten her, put it that way. But at the same time, it was a race that was more like over 1,700 than 1,500 with the conditions. I don't think he got through it that well. I mean, he's a big striding horse. It didn't really answer the question for me, but I think at the end of the day, 1,600, I think definitely no. Could he get to 1,400? I think definitely yes. He's already won over 1,400. So at this particular stage of his career, I think we're just going to stick to 1,200 to 1,400 metre races.
He's probably the victim of his own success, but do you think he's lost a length or two?
I mean, you're entitled to ask that question, and I think we've all got the same question mark in our heads, even as owners you do. Until he comes out on Saturday and proves that he can do what he did last year and the year before, we'll never know, will we? I mean, as far as John's concerned, the horse is indicating to him that he's as good as ever. He's got the right draw on Saturday. It's a big field. You would think there'd be genuine speed on. So if Chautauqua of last year comes out, I would like to think he can, without bad luck, you know, have a good chance of winning the race. If he doesn't, then I suppose that question's going to be answered, that maybe he has lost the length, and maybe the trip to Hong Kong did take more out of him than what we expected.
Gee, you've got an able second string in the race in Tavachi, who was a victim of circumstances in the Newmarket. He seems to be flying. What's Mike saying about him heading towards Saturday?
Well, he wouldn't go into the race unless he gave him every chance of winning. He's not that sort of trainer. I think we all saw what he did in the Newmarket, and his sectionals told us that he was the only horse who got home under and that sort of time. And with luck, whether he would have won or not, I know he would have been in the finish with the eventual winner. So you've got to give him this opportunity of winning a Group 1 over a sprint distance. It would be pretty special for the stand-in, or particularly for High Chaparral, because there's no doubt he'd be the quickest High Chaparral in the world. You know, they'd be winning a Group 1 over 1,200 metres. So it'd be good for Tavachi for his potential future as a stand-in, but also for High Chaparral to produce such a good sprinter.
Could you see him beating Chautauqua?
Look, if Chautauqua turns up, the real Chautauqua we know, I don't think anything in that race could beat him. That's my opinion only. And as I said, that's barring bad luck, which unfortunately, the way he races, he does have a lot of bad luck. That's what those sort of horses get. When they get back, they've got to get clear runs. And we saw what happened in Sydney just recently. Things didn't go his way and you get beaten a short half head. But, you know, under a different circumstances, he would have won the race. So he's always that horse that's always going to have you with your heart in your throat, just wondering whether or not he's going to get up in that last couple of bounds because of where he comes from and his racing.
Well, it's going to be a fairy tale victory if you can pull it off on Saturday. You've got runners all around Australia. You've got a first starter today at Sandown. Play that song. What's expectations out there today?
I think maybe it's a little bit too short for her. Mike doesn't. I think he's pretty confident that she can win over 1,000, even though it's not her ideal distance. He thinks she'll be better over more ground, but I think she'll be winding up late. And if she won, it wouldn't surprise Mike. Hopefully he's right and we're wrong that she can win over 1,000 metres.
Well, it could be a huge couple of days for you, Rupert. Good luck today with the $1.6 million Frankel colt and, of course, the grey flash on Saturday.
Thanks again, Michael. Thanks for having me on the show.
Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter shipping.